We are on Daf Samach Ches Amid Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amid. Toshma Behema, we learned about Reise. Behema Amekasha Leileid Hoitzi Uberes Yodoi Vehichzira. The Uber stuck out his hand Vehichzira Vachakach Shochat Es Imoi Mutter Vaachila. So this we will discuss about soon, if mutter is going on the Uber or on the Yad. Shochat es imoi, v'acha kach ichzira after the shchite, osar ba'achila. Hoitzi es yodoi v'chatochai. Now the halachas we're going to learn now are very interesting. Some of the ike sugya we'll have later, but we'll have to try a little to explain these halachas. Hoitzi es yodoi. The Uber was Haitzi es yodoi b'chatochai, and he cut off the hand. B'achar kach, and afterwards, shochat es imoi. And then he shechted the behemoth. Shebechutz tomei v'oso. The hand that went out b'chutz is tomei tumas nevele v'oso, and it's also b'achile. Bishabifnim, and the Uber that is Bifnim, Toher is Toher, Umutter, and Mutter Ba'achila. Now let us see Rashi, Shebechutz Tomei. So we had a cut off hand from an Uber. The Yalfinin Bahoir Varoitev, She'eva Minachai, Metamei, Ke'eva Minanavela. We have a limud that an eva mina achai is metame ke eva mina nevela midechi yomus min habeime. It seems we learn from this that an eva that was yomus is also metame ke nevela. So the hand that was cut off, this was cut off before the shchites ha'aim. So this is an eva mina achai, and the hand that is cut off is Eva Menachai, is Tamei. It's Tamei. It's Mekabel, Metame Tumas Nebelis Vahosa. And it is also, it's Zicha Osa, it's Bosa Baso de Trefa, it's Yotza Chutzl Mechitz Osa. Veshebif Nim Toher, Shemichayim Loikibal Tumas Oichlan. So now we have to elaborate a little bit. What are we speaking about? There's a svara to say that the Gemara says later a svara that if you have, let's say you have an aver is attached, let's say the aver is attached to the goof of the uber. And the aver, when you cut off the aver, it has a tumas nevela on it. That's we just said, an aver that's cut off from an uber, aver menachai has a din from Tumas Nevela. The Gemara says it is impossible in the process of cutting it off that the Eva that's being cut off shouldn't touch the rest of the Uba. When it's being cut off, it touches it. So there was really a maga of Nevela and the rest of the Uba. Ba'afal Pikain, the Uber is toyer because the Uber is still alive. So that's what Rashi says, Shemichayim loikibel tumas oichlen. That means, Basherusham, the Uber is a balchai. The Uber isn't an oichel yet, it's a balchai. So memele, so a balchai is not mekabel tumas. That is if he cut off the yad before he shechted the aim. Shochat es imoy, but what is the halacha if he shechted the aim? Va'achakach chatochoy, and then he cut off the yad. Then afterwards he cut off the yad that had stuck out before. Ha'bosor maga nevela. So the bosor is maga nevela. So Rashi says, ha'bosor kol ha'uber v'ha'beheime nogu be'ever, and the Yavit says, utmeyim. and then Makabel Tumme. Now, we have to understand what happened over here. We have Mordek HaChidushim over here. Let's first understand why the Uber became Tumme. Now, he shechted the behemoth, so there seems as a machlokes tanoim further. The din of a ben pekua, the shchitas ha'aim makes that uber is roi lachili. He can eat it now, it doesn't need shchita. So Rabbi Yose Aglili holds, even though it's still alive, it has a shame oichel. It's alive and it's an oichel. It's roi lachili. So since it's an oichel, it's mekabel tumas oichel. So just like every oichel is mekabel tumas oichel, so this oichel is also mekabel tumas oichel. So memele, the uber, that when you cut off the yad from the uber, so we mentioned before, yefshel, that the yad that's being cut off does not some way touch the uber in the while it's being cut off. So the uber touched, the uber is a shame oichel, and the uber is mekabel tumas oichlem. Kol o uber. That's what? It's alive, yeah. We're talking about the uber is alive, and it's mekabel tumas oichlem. Vaha behemah. Now, let's talk about, now how is the behemah mekabel tumah? So Rashi says, ha uber va behemah nogu be'eiver. They both touched the eiver, as Kan Shoy Laben. Why did the behemoth touch the Ava? The behemoth doesn't touch the behemoth. The Uber touched the Ava. We say when you cut off, you separate a yad from a goof, it has to touch the goof. But Mahechi Taisi, it has to touch the behemoth. So I saw an article who brings down the Zamachlikas later, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. If Legabi Tume, the uber and the behemah have a halacha like two chafetzim or one big chafetz or one big machel. So Shitas Reish Lakish is that it's called one big machel. The uber and the behemah called one big machel. So memele, so according to Reish Lakish is good this Rashi. Kol ha-uber, the uber was mekabel tumeh. Bishas, he cut off the yad from the uber, so the yad touched the uber. Vahabahame, so if we say that the uber is part of the behame, so kol ha uber, that means the makim anagia was the makim where the makim achatach, but that's called kol ha uber, the whole uber touched. That means by tumi, you don't have to touch in every mokim, there's a nagi in one place. So kol ha uber va behema nogu be'eva. We consider ki'ilu the behema also touched the eva, because the behema and the uber, according to Reish Lakish, are one entity. So memele, so the nagi of the uber is matama the behema also. That's one malach he wants to say, which is al kaponim, I think it's nichlal in the lashon of Rashi. So they're tmeim, so they become a rishin letume. Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir holds. Vachachomim oimrim, and the chachomim say, maga treifa shchuta. That the eiver, that the uber was mighty, the yad that the uber was mighty does not have a din of a nevela, it has a din of a treifa shchuta. Now, this also needs explanation. There's a machlokes further, Rav Meir and the Rabbonon, Lemaisa, we have a very interesting scenario. We have here an aim, we have an uber inside the aim, and we have a yad that's sticking outside of the aim. That is what we have. Rav Meir held the yad that is outside of the aim has nothing to do with the aim. It's we learn kol ba behema, whatever is in the behema is nita b'shchitas ha behema. But that's what sever ba behemah, in the behemah. The yad which is outside of the behemah is nothing to do with the behemah. The Chachamim hold that the lemaise, the yad is a chelik of the yuba. It's all one entity. There's a halach, he's not allowed to eat the yad. We learned that from a posik, basa basa le treifa lo yisachel. The Torah said you're not allowed to eat it, and the Torah said the Torah gave it a din of a treifa. Legabi achila. So the Chachamim hold the whole, it's only a din treifa legabi achila. That means that the shchitas ha'aim will not be matter the yad that's chutz lebeime, like a treifa. But that's it. But just like there's a halacha, if one shechts a treifa, it's not metame tumis nevele. The shchita helps on a treifa. So the Chachamim hold the yad is still a chelik of the uber, that the shchitas ha'aim can still work on the yad. It can't be matrit b'achila, because the Torah said it's a treife. Good. But just like a shchita helps on a treife, that's not mekabel tumas nevele, so the shchita will help on the yad, that it's like a treife shchuta. So between you and me, a treife shchuta is toyer. A treife shchuta is toyer. There's no tumma whatsoever. So we'll see in Rashi that a treife shchuta is metame kochim. With the Rabbanon, they said it's metame kochim. So the bosser that is touching the yad, if it's kochim, it'll be mekabel tumah mid the Rabbanon. V'chachomim oimrim maga treife shchuta. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, maga treife shchuta, שאיבר היוצא עדיין הוא מחובר בשעה שחיתה. It's still מחובר to the uber. It's still בשעה שחיתה. ואף אף על פי שאין שחיתה מתירוסוי באכילה, the שחיתה cannot be matrit באכילה because the posse called it a treife. בוסר בעשות את treife, ובן חוץ למחיצוסוי, so there's it in treife, מתארוסי מידי נבלה, but it doesn't have to miss נבלה also, כתריפה ששחיתוסו מתארוסו. ותמיו מפורש במסניס. And the Gemara will explain later why he holds it's a nevela, why Ramei holds it's a nevela, why the Chachamim holds it's not a nevela, it's only a treife. But l'chay d'yisoy the machloikis is if it has any shaykhis to the aim. Ramei holds there's no shaykhis at all to the aim, so the shchita cannot do anything with it. Now, I'd like to mention one more nekudim, which the Achronim speak about, and this theme Ramesh speaks about, and it seems when, as we progress in Behema Makasha, we'll have Rayas one way or the other way to this Chakira. But there's a Chakira in the Gdoile Achronim, as from the Raisa, the Ramesh, the Bochonon, that Clara Shaila, what is Pshat in a Ben Pekuah? You learn that from a posik, behema, ba behema, the behema that is in the behema, you're allowed to eat. But there we learn out the behema that's inside the behema, they'll be allowed to eat. What is pshat? So, one mahalach is, segzeres akosef. Unlam this. The din is, that the behema that's inside the behema, you're allowed to eat. And let's just say one raya, later we'll maybe have another raya, because the din is a fill of the uber is that you also allowed to eat it. Now how you let, now the shchita doesn't help for that uber. So al kochoch, so this is exeris al kosev. I don't have to understand the mechanics because there's no mechanics. That means upshot is that the shchita is matter. If you shech the aim, so the behema ba behema teichelo, just like you're allowed to eat the aim, you're allowed to eat the uber that is in the aim. On reasons. It's agzeres akos of the keheta. That's one way to learn. And with that, we can understand very well. So if the uber is dead, you can also eat the uber. You cut off a piece of the yubba. That's what we had in the Mishnah. You're also allowed to eat a piece of the yubba. Now, that when you cover, you put before the shechita, you cut off a piece of the yubba inside. You cut off a piece of the yubba. It's inside the aim. So we had in the Mishnah that it's mutter. Now the shechita of the aim helps this pieces. It's tamazay. It's lying in the rechem of the behemah. It's nothing to do. It's mutter. So this exeris akosu that behemah babhema toichel. There's another mahalach. Is the mahalach no that the shechita her aim is matter the uber. It's not that tamazay. A truk in exeris akosu. The shechita works for the uber. How does it work for an avela? Okay, that's a problem. We'll get there. But the shechita works. So the Imre Moshe brings a raya from the Chachamim that the shechita works because it's called a treifa shechuta. Here we're metayel. This is not by behemah. This is a yad that's chutzla behemah. It's not a heta kol ba behemah teichelu. The yad is chutzla behemah. But al koponim there's a halacha that but since it's still mechuber to the yuba, so memele the shechitas, even though it can't be matter, the shechita can't be matter b'achile, because they have a posik bosa b'asod treifa lo yisaychelu, yotza chutzla mechitzosa, it can't be kamuta b'achile, but it is a treifa that the shechita sa'im is metaya. So the Imre Moshe bin Zaraya al koponim from the chachomim, that the Chachamim hold that it's not Samazoya Psagzeris Akosov Kol Ba Behema Teichelu, no, it's a din, the Shechita helps, and that's why the Shechita can be Metayer, the evil that's Chutz L'mechitzosa. Now let's see Rashi further. Olekamem Beforish Bepilkim Betreife Shechute Maimaga Shaykh L'meima Bo. The Chachamim said that the Bosol is Mekabel Tumis maga treifeschute. A treifeschute is teuer. Before is a treifeschute mit Tamas am Agdoshim mit der Rabot. Fine. Ketani mia. But we're not in this whole sugya yet. Let's go back to the first two bovis of this parais. Ketani mia reisha. Hoitzi uber es yodoi veherziro. Vachar kach shochat es imoi. Verziro, he brought back the hand, vachakach shochet esimo, muta bachile. My love, what is muta bachile? Ha'ever, the ever is muta bachile. So you see, not like Rabbi Yehuda Amarav that said that since it went out, it's also, nafil verziro doesn't become muta. So the Mor says, loy a uber. That's not talking about the ever, it's talking about the uber. I a uber, eimer sefer, shochet, as imoy, v'acha kach echziroi, osa v'achila. The uber, here it says clearly, if it was marzer after the shechita, it's osa v'achila. The uber, amai osa, if we're speaking about the uber, why is uber osa v'achila? So the morens is, k'dom ha-rav nachma ba-yitzrok lo yinitzrocho elo le-mokeim chatach, o chanami lo yinitzrocho elo le-mokeim chatach. So we had learned last week, the mokim chatach is, that means the yad is chutz l'rechem, and the mokim that's on the sfas ha-rechem is not ba-behemo, it's not chutz l'behemo. It's in between. So memele, if it wouldn't be marzeret to toich ha-behemo, it would be also ba-chile, because kol ba-behemo toichelo. So Mamela, so we're talking about the Mokim Achatach, the Mokim, that means the Mokim Achatach is the place where we separate the Chelik that's Chutz Lebehime and the Chelik that's on the Sfas Harechem. The Chelik on the Sfas Harechem, so if it's Yichzira, that Chelik will be Mutter. If Loi Yichzira, so that Chelik remains also because the Shechita will not help, because Beshah Shechita was not Babahime. Fine. Any, so the Gemara says, but have another raya. V'haki osa avimi mi beichezoi, when avimi came mi beichezoi, osa va'aisi masnise biyode. He came back with a baraisa. The Pasuk says, let's just Rashi, let the Rashi bring down the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kol behema mafreses parsa v'shoisas shesa shtei prosois malas geira babehema oisa teichelu. This is the Pasuk. From this Pasuk we learn, now it says a lot of things in this Pasuk. Kol behema, then it says mafreses parsa v'shoisas shtei prosois malas geira kol behema babehema oisa teichelu. So from the behema that says in the beginning of the Pasuk, ba behema that says in the end of the Pasuk, we learn out kol behema ba behema, a behema that is in a behema, oisa seichel. You can eat the behema that's in the behema. This is the makor that the Shechita Seim helps for the, that's the makor, kol behema ba behema. But the Pasuk, when it's speaking about the Uber, so the first behema, kol behema, says the whole Megillah, Mafreses Parso, Vishaisash, Shesa, Shtei Prosois, Malas Geira. So the Baraisa darshins this Parso and this Prosois. There's a drash over here. We're talking about the Uber, that has, it's Mafreses Parso, Shtei Prosois. Now, let us see what the Baraisa says. Ki osa avimi mi beichezoi, osa vaisi masniso biyodi, bura baraisa. And the baraisa said as follows. Parso herzir echoil. If the behemoth, the uber, was machzir the parso, eat it. You can eat it. So poshada means it stuck out 1 foot, and it was machzir the foot, Echel, you'll have to eat it. Prosois herzir, echel. If it brought back both feet, you can eat both feet. So the vial, the havamin of the Gemara was like this. It's speaking about that the uber stuck out both hands. Okay, both front hands. So, and the Bryce is saying this. If it brought back one hand, eat that hand. If it brought back both hands, you can eat both hands. Of a bekitzer, the Baraisa is telling us, not like Rav. Rav said that there's a psul of basa basa da treifa loisa chelu. It's not edible anymore. And here the Baraisa says that this was, these are the words of the Baraisa. Parsa herzir achel. Prosa is herzir achel. Maila. Now let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Parsa herzir achil, prosais herzir achil. Zot Rashi, akrokoi. It's going on the posik. Receive kol behema mafreses parsa b'sheisa shesa shtei prosis malas geira ba behema. Mahaikra napkelon lekamon de uba niter b'shrita saim. De dorish behema de reishe a behema de seife. Umashme behema shebivhema, the behema that's in the behema. Teichlu, you'll have to eat the uba. Uparso, it says, mafreses parso shtei prosois. Uparso uprosois, dirsivi be, lochi osu. They're coming to tell us as follows. Loimeloch. Pa'omim sha'ata oichu kol evorim. Sometimes you eat all the evorim. Upomim shein ata oichel elo miktsosa. You can only eat part of the Ivorim. Parsa herzir. This is the havamin of the Gemara. Hoitzi shtei yodov. The uba stuck out both hands. Veherzir ha'achas, and it only brought back 1 foot. Echel oisa. So eat that foot. Herzir shteyem. It brought back both feet. Echel shteyem. So, Al Kaponim, the Gemara understood now, Pshat and the Baraisa, there's a Baraisa, Bechazoi, brought down a Baraisa, Avimu brought me Bechazo, brought a Baraisa, the Gemara understood the Baraisa speaking about that it stuck out both hands, and the Baraisa is telling, that's Parso Prosois. Sometimes it stuck out both hands, you can only eat one hand if it returned one hand. Sometimes you can eat both hands if it returned both hands. Abu al-Kafonim, that's not like Rav. Rav said that if it sticks out the hand, forget about it. That chazorah also won't help. And here we have a braisa fakir to the Rav. Okay. So let us see now how the Gemara will explain the braisa. Barsa herzir achil. Proses herzir achil. My love. So let's explain the braisa. Herzir parso, if it brought back one parsa, one end, achil parsa. So the Moses says, Loi, no, that's not pshat. Herzir parsa achil uber. No, it doesn't mean you eat the parsa, the parsa not allowed to eat. It brought back the parsa, you eat the uber. Verrekte gemore, I uber. If we're talking about the uber, you say, herzir parsa, you eat the yuba. You eat the yuba, afilu lay herzir parsa. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, lo nitzcha, ela lemokim chatach. No, we're talking about the mokim chatach, the mokim that's on the spas arechem, and that's what we're talking about. When it stuck out his hand, so there's a chelik of the hand that's on the spas arechem. So, herzir parsa, if it brought back the hand, so the chelik that was on the spas arechem is now bavheima, then you eat the uber. Eat the uber, and that chelik of the uber that was on spas arechem. Herzir parsa, you eat both hands. Mokim mechatach. Frag the Gemara, fine. So we're talking about the mokim chatach. He brings two psukim. Now, if the two psukim are coming to tell us the mokim chatach, I don't need two psukim for that. It tells them, then you return it, it's mutter. Because the mokim chatach is not called chutz. It's not called bosa basota treif. It's not called chutz from the mechitze. Frag the Gemara. What reikroi konosi blo? My love, chad lehever, v'chad lemokim chatach. So, one is coming to tell me, so with one post, I could just say the smaller chiddush, that the mokim chatach becomes mutter. The mokim chatach becomes mutter if it was herzir. And the second post is coming to tell us that if the eva also becomes mutter, meaning the mokim chatach, the tongue as filled with the eva that was chutz l'sfas arechem, also becomes mutter. Zok the Gemara loy. But before we go further, I'd like to mention the Chiddush Haran and Daf Samech Samad Aleph. The Chiddush Haran yesterday, we learned it with Moiradik Tmimus, but the Chiddush Haran didn't want to accept it so easily. The Chiddush Haran says this Mokim as fas harechem. Is it babaheime? Is it not babaheime? If you say it's not babaheime, it doesn't become mutter with the shchita saim. So if it's not babaheime, so it's a chutz l'mechitza. How do you split the hair? There's a mechitza of babaheime, and then there's, it's out of the baheime. So the svas harechem, if it's not babaheime, should be yosef. So the Ran says in the second Teretz, you're right. It's a Moiradike Kashe. I should say like that. But I have a Posik. This is the Posik. The Posik is telling a Parsa Chazoyer. The Moses is telling us, B'mokim Chatach. I have a Posik on this. The Posik is telling us, without a Posik, I wouldn't say such a thing. But the Posik is telling us, by the Mokim Chatach helps Chazoyer. This is a Gilu Yakro. That since it didn't go all the way out, it's still the chazorah helps. But Sagilu Yakro, that the mokim svas the chelik that's on the svas arechem, chazorah will help. And it doesn't become nesa, even though it's not by the hem. Fine. But now we have two psukim: parsa chazer and proses chazer. My love, chad laheva v'chad lemokim chatach. So the Gemara says, Loi chad lemokim chatach, v'chad lekolut bimei poro, balibe de Rab Shimon, de Omar Rab Shimon kolut ben poro oso, hanimili heiched de yotza lavir hoilom, avo bimei imoi shori. Now let us explain a meiridike chiddush over here. Rab Shimon says a halacha. What is the din if a God is a nice picture in the art scroll with the process of a gomel, the process of a camel. It's a little nifrad. It's a little not nifrad. Yes, fine. What? I'm talking about what the process of a gomel looks. Now there's a halacha. What is the halacha of if a poro has an uber, a child that doesn't have spread out hooves? It's born with it has hooves like a gomel. Now gomel is not mafris paros. It's a little bit split, but it's not split enough. What is the halacha? The chachamim hold. It's a poro. We're speaking about the God that had a deformed poro, but it's not trait. It's an eagle. It's an eagle that's a child of a poro. It's kosher. Rab Shimon says no. Rab Shimon, he learns that from a posik. It says twice gomel. It says an extra gomel. So we learn out a gomel shenoyled migmalo is a gomel. And a gomel that's noyled me a poro is also a gomel. If it has hooves of a gomel, even though the parent is a poro, it's tight. That means since the hooves are not split, it's not kosher. It's also the din of a gomel. An eagle shanel da mi poro, there's hooves like a gomel. It's tight. Fine. This Rab Shimon holds that it's also, that is not if it was born. If it was born, so you're not allowed to shech this poro, this eagle, it's not allowed to eat it. It's the din of a gomel. But if it was bimei imoy, and you shechted the poro, so it becomes mutter. So that's pshat in this posik. The posik is coming to tell us, prosois means it was completely split. And that's telling us the aloche, that's telling us the aloche of chazor, mokim chatach. Parso is coming to tell us, that if the hooves of the yuba are a parsa, it's not process. They're not two process. It's not split. It's like a gomel. If you shechted the aim, you're allowed to eat the yuba. Now let's see Rashi. Even though it was born, you're not allowed to eat the yuba. But if you shechted the aim, you're allowed to eat the yuba. Now let's just see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Vahotrei kroiksiv. וצריק מוקים חתך, הוכי כמה הרזה פרס, אחר מוקים חתך שלו, הרזה פרוסס, אחר מוקים חתך של שניים. של נגמור יש וצריק רוי נוסי ולא פרסויס, פרוסויס או פרסו, ואילו מוקים חתך, מנשמין הבחוד, עד אם הרזירו או אחר, ואם לאו לא יסך, הוא עודים לטרי. של נגמור סס, חד למוקים חתך, Process herzer lemishrei mokim chatach bechazor. That's coming tells the mokim chatach is mutter. V'chad lemishrei ubo sheparsoisav klutois kegomo. It's parsoisav are there together. They're attached together like a gomo. V'nimtza b'mei poro, and it is in the meayim of a poro. V'alibe derab shimon itzrich tekaosa kolut ben toire bebchoireis. He says, if you have a ben tohoira, a ben poro, that's a kolot, I mean, kolot means that his hooves are attached, and he learns out, gomel, gomel, shtei pomim. Says twice gomel. Echad gomel shenoilud min agmalo, vechad gomel shenoilud min aporim. Vashminen hochom, tim nimso besoicho, moide de shorim. Vihochi koma. Ubor she'ein lo elo parso. That's the parso. She'ein parso isov seduka is echel. Ve'herzir dereish elav davke. So this pasuk is coming to tell us, that lemaise, afilu according to Rab Shimon, that holds kolut ben tohoira is also, but if it's toich, if it was geschachten al yedei aporo, it was geschachten, if the poro was geschachten, it becomes mutter. Zot Rabbi Chanan, we mentioned the hakira before, so he says, this from Rab Shimon, it would seem the other way around. And this Pora, this Egel, this Uber, that's a Kolot, Shchita doesn't help. It goes, if it's born, you can't shecht it. Zut Rabbul Chonon, you can't shecht it. And Hu Adin, if you'll shecht it, be May Ima, it also won't help. Because it's a Lapa Shchita, it's a Din of a Beimit Meye. Afal Pikein, if you shecht the mother, it's Mutter. So what's that? So a koch is a gzeres a kosev, kol ba beim atech elu. That means it's a gzeres a kosev, whatever is inside, the behemah becomes mutter with the shchita saim. Not that the shchita is matter it, because it's a beim atmei, it's a gzeres a kosev, kol ba beim atech elu. This is what Rabbi Chonah said, this we see from Rabbi Shimon. So that's a raya from Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, Taisvis, Valibe de Rab Shimon. Let us see Taisvis. Avo le Rabbonon, de Shoru Gomul Bimei Pora. According to the Rabbonon, so this Barais is going according to Rab Shimon. Avo le Rabbonon, de Shoru Gomul Bimei Pora, a Philip Shenoilot, like Sir Kol Atiroi, don't need a Posek, according to the Rabbonon, it's a Mutter de Kebeime that Nebuch was born with, Parsois of Klutois, it's a kosher behime. By Tzarkal Atira Beshchitas Imoi, Dlegora Befnimi Bachutz, there's no difference if it's inside or outside. The Shori, Lachi Noket Valiba the Rab Shimon. So we're saying this Baraisa that wants to be matter, the Uber that's called be Meimoi, the Baraisa only goes according to Rab Shimon. According to the Chacham, I don't need a posit for that. Lachi Noket Valiba the Rab Shimon. Ula Rabbonon, what did the Rabbonon do with this parse? It's the Chlushum Drosh Achite. Somebody have another Drosh. I don't know what the Drosh is, Taisu says. Fine. The lack of the Meimah, the Itzrech Lesser, the Musioine, Kediyom Alekamon, Beinan Proses Velekom. There's a Gemara later that says that what happens if you have an eagle that has feet like a bird? What's over there? So the Gemara says over there that that's also. That is also. That is also. Because you learn out process. It's the posik that speaks about the uber. That's bimei ima. It says kol behema mafreses parsev shtei process. So it has to have, it's only ba behema. It's only if it has parsev process. It has hooves. If it has feet like a yayne, it's not mutter. That's a Gemara later. Yeah. The lekel may me the itzach lesser the musioin, kidoma lekamon binyam inam process for lekker, the lerab shimin afo gav the malayata lekra lohi, mash malakoman dois anami the musioin, the porrech, the musioin, tishtri perish mit kol beheime. It should become mutarats mit kol beheime, beheime, or mishani binyam process for lekker. Vahoda porrech call it be may porrelitza, mishani parsa bebeima techeilu. Vachkushe les el Rab Shimon, the Rabbono legor befnimi bachutz, the sharke de frishes, alma de mushein el Rab Shimon. Afa gav de leke kro, memeila mitza, kim de leke le parsa le proses. Afa gav de parsa proses, itzrechad le mokim chata, chad le kolot. But it seems from the rehitas loshen aposig, I learned that the uber in the behemah is either process or parse, but if it doesn't have that at all from the paste de kro, I learn how it's also. The rabbonon, so within the rabbonon leitzarech kro, within the rabbonon leitzarech kro, lesser the moshein el lushim drosh itzrech. Bikomba kemach breise, the parse irzech leyos eleke Rab Shimon, ye the posik according to Rab Shimon. Fine. So this is, we're still going according to Rabbi Yehuda Marab. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have here Amachleikis and Rabbi Yehuda Marab. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan ve'eiver atzmoi mutter. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan says it stuck out of hand, it brought back the hand, the eiver becomes mutter. Not only the uber, not only mokim chatach, the eiver is mutter. The eiver is mutter. fragt die Gemara, Omele, Rabbi Yehuda, Lula, and Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, B'shem Rav, that it's also. So he said, how could you say the Eivor is Mutter? For Rav, Shmur, the Omri, Tavayu, Eivor, Atzma, Yosa. I mean, he's saying, it's big guns over here. Rav, Shmur said, it's also. You're saying it's Mutter. Omele, so Ule told Rabbi Yehuda, Man yoivlon me afro de rabbe shmuel umalinen einen. Who would give me the offer of their kvorim? I mean, they were previous there. He said, rabbe shmuel am mordik. I have mordik der cheretz for them. The offer of their kvorim is so choshev by me. If I would have that offer, I would put it in my eyes als chavivis. Of the mokim and uchasa, they're very choshev by me. Allahochi yom Rabbi Yochanan, they're very choshev, but Allah, I have a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter. So Mamela, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Allahochi yom Rabbi Yochanan. Hakel ho yu bechlau boso basoda treifa lo yisei chaylo. There's a posik boso basoda treifa lo yisei chaylo, which means that any basar that went chutz limchitzosoi is also. That's the type basoda. Basar, basoda, treifa, loisei chayla. Kshaporat lecho akosuv gabi chatos sheyotzeso chutz limchitzoso v'chozro also. Now there's a new posik. We'll see Rashi what the posik is. But on the posik, we have a posik by the chatos chosh chodesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu questioned them why they burnt this chatas, and in Teichat Dvorim there was a shaila, was it taken chutz l'mechitze, and then it will be yosa, then you have a good reason for burning it. So they said, no, it wasn't taken chutz l'mechitze. So I have here a new posik that tells me that a chatas sheyotza chutz l'mechitzosa yizosa. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Akasha, so why do you need this new posik to tell me achato sheyotza chutz l'mechitzosa yizosa? I have a posik basa basada treifa leisechelu. So finished. So I know everything that went chutz l'mechitzosa and eiver and kochim kalim chutz l'shalayim and kochim chutz l'zo. Why do I need a new posik to tell me achato sheyotza chutz l'mechitzosa yizosa? That was Rabbi Yochanan's kasha. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Erla Hochi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakel Hoyu Bechlal Bosa Basode, Treifa Loisei Chaylu, Shepoz Lecha Kosov Gabi Chatos, Sheyotze Sochutz L'mechitzosa V'chosro Oso. I have a new posik that tells me that Achata Sheyotze Chutz L'mechitzosa V'chosro Oso. Chatos U Deporet Rachmon Ebo. So now I have a gilui that after by Chatos, there's a din, that if it's Yotze Chutz L'mechitzosa in Chosro is Oso. I will call Mili Kivin the Hodo Shori. But everything else that went back besides the Chatos is Mut. Let's see what Rashi says. Hakel Hoyu Kolanema Boy Mechitz, everything that has a Mechitz, Kagain Uber Lishchite, Abose Koche Kochim, Shinoslam Toiras Mechitzis Azore, their Mechitzis is Dazore, Kochim Kalim Shachoimes Rushalayim Mechitzalem. Kulam oyu bechlalis alzeh, the mishayotza bosal besoda, when it left its mechitza reyu kitreif. Ubo akoso vaporat locho bechatos, she'ein chazor meyeles bo. I have a new posik by chatos, the chazor won't help. Wait, what is the posik? Tchsiv besoyer chatos, the reish chodesh, she'asafu arin avono. Bekotzaf alei Moish Rabbeinu was angry at them. Madu alei echalta mesachato, sein lehubes domo ala koidish, shetifosu bakach, dixi bachochata shejuva mi domo. So it wasn't brought to them. And then it says, upnimo, so chazal darshin, upnimo hoiso, it remained bifnim shlo yotzeso mimichitzoso, ho yotzeso basreifehi, lemrinin lehadra. So Memela, we learn that from the word Pnima. Pnima is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu says, if it remained Pnima, then you have no right to burn it. If it was Yotzes or Chutz L'mechitzosa, then you have to burn it because Chazorah won't help. So from the word Pnima, we learn Achata Sheyotzes or Chutz L'mechitzosa is Osa. Bloy hu tzach lifreit bo. But why did the Pasuk have to tell us by Achatos the Mehechi Teisel and the Mishteri Michlal Treif Aloi Seichelu Mishim Chazor I have a Pasuk. Everything they went Chutzu Mechitze. Lohi Porat Bo Lameimer Da Hayi Doi Mehanyi Bo Chazor Lohi Lohi Porat Bo Lameimer Da Hayi Doi Mehanyi Bo Chazor Only by Achatos Chazor doesn't help. Aber Korshara Yeitzim Shechazru Utru. Fine. So you have a Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. Frag the Gemara Meis Vehev Akashe. We learned a Baraisa. Boso Basodo Treifo Loisa Yichelu Ma Talmud Loima. What is this Pasuk teaching us? Afi Shematzinu B'Maisa Shaini B'Kurim. By Maisa Shani Bikurim Dalocha is Shafa Pishiyotso Chutzlo Mechitzos Son Bechazro Metorim. They went out of their Mechitzah, they went out of Yerushalayim. And they came back their Mutter, Yochel Avzekain. What's Avzekain? Ubo. I would think an Ubo also is the same Alocha that if it Mach Yichzi Yodov, it should be Mutter. Tamud Loima Treifo, Mai Tamud, or Mai Tamud Loima, what's the Tamud Loima? Omarova kitreifo, ma treifo kivin she nitrefo shuv ein lo heter, arboso kivin she yotso chutzlo mechitzosoi shuv ein lo heter. So memele, so from here we see this price is speaking about the anuba, and it's learning out from a posuk. I would think that just like by Maiser Sheni, and Bikurim, Sheyotzu Chutzli Rishalayim, Bechozru, the Mutter, I would think the Eva should also be Mutter. Kamash Malon, Bosa Basa, the Treife, that it doesn't have a heter anymore. So we see clearly that an Uber, Shahitzi Yodoi, Bechziroi, it's awesome. Love number eyes. Tifta, Yulet, Yufta. Oma, Ma. Yeah, now we're just going to explain the Baraisa. Omama, Lafisha Matsino, Bamaisusheni, Bikurim. We find Maisusheni, Bikurim, that Chazora helps. Echa Matsino. Tachsiv, it says like this. Loisuchalecho, Bishorecho, Maisa, Degoncho. Bishorecho, Hu, Deloitecho. You're not allowed to eat Maisusheni, Bishorecho, Chutzil, Rishalayim. Avo Yotzu, Chutz, Lemchitzosom, Bechazru, Mutorim. So this is a posik by Maisa Shaini. So I would think that the Yad of an Uba Shiyotza Chutzlum Chitzosi also is Mutter. That's why it says Bosa Basoda Treife. Let us see what Rashi says. Lafisha Matzinu Lekama Meporesh Heichon Matzinu Maisa Shaini Bikurim Shenichnesu Lirishlaim Veyotzu Vechozru Matorim Avzekein Uba. That Uba also, I would think there's the same din as Kamash Malom. Oma, let's see Taisus. Oma Rabbi Yochanan Hakel Hoyu Bechlal Oboso Basor De Treif. Teime, the Rabbi Yochanan Tikshalei Bereise, what did he do with the Bereise? The Herzir Parse, the Trei Kroi Tonosiv. The Gemara brings two psukim. Bar Kochoch Mekmin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Lomokim Chatach, Vachad Leiver. And because your Eva is also Mutter, Herzir process, so it's also a Chol. Rabbi Yochanan Avkele Mikro Achine, so why do you need this Pasuk? Shem the Poch Le Shaper Tvei Midach Bereise. Good, the Gemara could have asked from this Bereise, the Gemara is from a Feirish Bereise. So we see clearly that it's a Treife. Hakel Hoyu Bechlal Obosa Basoda. This is Rabbi Yochanan's memory. The Osa Kol Mashi Yoitzi Chutzlo Mechitzi Ketreife. Then la heta, kidama besomach. La mai the masik. Ho kol milik even the hodder shori. Of the emes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that everything is mutter. It's hodder kori lai treife, la mil sachite, for a different reason. That's what Rabbi Yochanan held. The Braise says clearly not like that. But al kabonim, that's what Rabbi Yochanan held. Yochel avze kein, tamud loima. Vim toima. So now, according to this Bereise, we learn out from Abbas Basada Traifa that everything an Eiver, the Yotzah Chutzah Mechitzosa, is also like Traifa. Everything. So if I tell you, a Krod, a Chattas, the Chsiv Pnime, Aish Le Yotzah So Chutzah Mechitzosa, a Yotzah So Bas Reifi, that's what we learn out from Pnime, Lomali, a Mikrod Abbas Basada Nafke, Lefi Emes, according to the Barais. Yesh Loimer, the Salke Daitoch, Salkadaitach lemeilev mimaiser sheni ubikur. That means you need a special pasuk by chatos. The shor the hukshu bikra vaysucha lecho bishorecha k'nashin ibek amadamakis v'nid vaysecha zutaydo shlomim ubachayreis ze bachay v'kolcha v'tzaynecha ze chatos v'oshem v'derecha ze oila. So on this pasuk you have all kabonis. So I would think you makish all kabonis to Maisa Sheini and Bikurim. Just like Maisa Sheini Bikurim Chazorah helps, so within all these Kabbalahs Chazorah will help. So that's why I need the Pasuk by Chatos to tell me we're not Makish to Maisa Sheini Bikurim. But fine. So now we learn that everything from Bosa Basoda Treif. Avo Yotzo Chutzlam Chitzosam V'chazor Motorim, the Gemara learns out from this Pasuk that Tavke Bishorecho you're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheini. אבל יוצא חוץ מחיצוס ובחוץ ומתור. ואם תוימה, דול מהוכי קומה בשעריך הוא דולי סייכו, אלו יביא מירושלים לאוכלום, שלניך נסום אוילום. How do you know that this פוסק is coming to tell me that it entered ירושלים? נו, יש יוצא חוץ ומחיצה that it's still mutter. Maybe the פוסק בשעריך תכלון means you should bring it to ירושלים. אבל לא מיירי, מידי בויסן שניך נסו ויוצאו, יש להם את בעל הלויקן, מה שמבהד יד העירי בנכנס וביוצו, יאללה פוסם דין לויקן עליהם עד שירו פני הבית. So speaking about נכנס וביוצו, and it is also mutter by my sheshani in Bikurim. Let's just go a little further. במערובה מסני הוכי. Now, till now, we had a מחלקס רב יוחנן and רב, if the bosel, the eva that went out, chutzal mechitzos, and it was machzer, if it's mutter or osa, Rav said it is osa, yes, a posik bosel, bosel, the treifa, lo yisei chelu, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it says, by chatos, there's an isa of, there's a dim pnimo, that if went out, lechutz, it's osa, but by an uba, it's mutter. Here we know, like it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. B'marove, masnu ochi. In Eretz Yisrael, they also mention this machlokes of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, but with a different lumdus in Gans. A different lumdus. What's the lumdus? Rav Omar, Amor Dikam, lumdus in machlokes. Rav Omar, yesh leido le'evorim. Rav holds this a leido of an eva. This a leido of a whole behemoth, of a whole uber. This a leido of a eva. So Memele, Rav says, just like we had a din, if the uber was hoitzi roisha, so the shechita doesn't help. It's born already. It's not babeim. So Rav held if an eva left, so the uber tak is not born, but the eva is born. Yesh leida leivorim. So memela, so Rav held, so the shechita of the aim cannot help because it's born already. It goes back, just like Hoytzis Roshim is zero. Toysa says if it's born, you can't turn back the clock. It's born already. Going back will not make it ice born. So Memele, so the same thing, if the Abel was born, so it's born. So that's why it won't go back. That was the Svar of Rav. Rav Yochanan Omar ain't later leivorim. There's no such concept. A leiv is born. There's no, a leiv is by the uber. He that's born as an uber. But to say there's a leiv by an eva, there's no such concept. My binayu. So what's a difference between the first pshat, the way we learn pshat and rav, the second pshat and rav? He can be nayu lemeisa miyut eva shebifnim. Well, the miyut eva shebifnim become osa. Amiridika nafkemine. If you learn, that means if Raib of the Eva went out, and the meat of the Eva is still Bapahaman.
So if you learn according to the first Malach and Rav Bosa Basoda Treva Leisei Chaylu, that which went out chutz from the Mechitz is also, so that went out is also. The Miyut that's Bifnim didn't go out, it's not Basoda Treva. But according to the second, to the Maravit, that the Lomdus of Rav is that the Eva was born. So if Rav of the Eva went out, so the Eva was born. So the Miyut that's inside is also born. So the Miyut will also be also. Let us see Rashi. B'marove masna hochi leplugtai the Rav Yechna. Yesh leido le'evorim, eva sheyotza, rei ha'evor ki yolud, desu le'mahani le'chazore. So if it's born, it can't come back. Ein leido, le'mahani le'chazore. It wasn't born yet. Mai binayu, bein lishne de marove le'lishne kame, le'meisa miyut eva, im yotza ruboi, if Rav went out, v'nisha miyut, l'lishna basra the noket loshin leide aviyolub. So this Eva is born. U'mitza kulei, so the whole Eva is also. L'lishna kame, l'inesa ela ayyotze. But according to l'lishna kame, only the yotze is also.